Let's call this meeting to order. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for coming. Present with us today is Chairman Tim McCain, Clerk Bill Bailey, Betty Harding, and Steve Ross, and Roger Taylor hopefully will be here soon. We'll make note when he does arrive.
He is coming
in the door as we speak. And again, welcome guests. Thank you for coming to our special meeting here. And before we go any further, we're going to take a moment and swear in Steve Ross as a member.
Okay. Steve, come to the middle. Sure. You can raise your right hand, please.
I, Steve Ross.
I, Steve Ross.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws.
And the Constitution and laws.
And the state of Arizona.
The state of Arizona.
And I will bear true faith.
Bear true faith
and allegiance to the same,
and
defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of the office of the governing board member, according to the best of my abilities, so help me God. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right.
Roger, how you doing, man?
Good.
And since I failed to mention it at the roll call, we do have a quorum with now all members present. Roger Taylor has joined us. And just going through the agenda here, we have no fire chief's report, no staff report at this time, no correspondence, no consent agenda at this meeting. And Chief, should we do the call to the public now, or should we wait till we do the talk about the business?
Actually, there's no business on this one. So
well, there's a...
Oh, yeah, you can do afternoon business.
Okay. So, in our new business, we have the discussion of the work session for the fire chief's evaluation, which was by Clerk Bailey. Was Chief Chairman Bailey at the time, but now Clerk Garrett Bailey, so I will turn it to you for that.
Thank you, folks. Well, it's getting to be that time of the year when the chief is coming up on his first year anniversary with us, and I think the board needs to get in the habit of doing an annual evaluation on our fire chief. So I requested that we have a work session tonight to kind of discuss with the chief and the board what would be involved in that annual evaluation process. That's basically my intent for the work session tonight.
Okay. But this time, let's go ahead and open for public comments, I guess, regarding our fire chief. And so if you would like to speak but have not yet filled out a yellow card, we need you to fill out a yellow card. We do have several already. And due to the number of people that we have speaking, I'm going to limit it to 2 minutes per person, if possible. And so please keep your comments brief, because we do have a lot to get through before that time comes. So I'm just going to go with the one that I've got sitting here on top. So if Caleb Brown would step forward, and if he's around here. And if you come to the podium when you do speak, speak nice and clearly and loudly so we can record you on our wonderful recording device that we have.
Okay, do I need to sign in? I didn't get a chance.
Yes, if you did not already sign in, please sign in.
Andrew, can you grab that door?
First, I would just like to thank Chief Eaton. He's really helped us a lot with the ride-along program. He's not only has he gotten us out into the real-world type of aspect of fire science, but he's also helped me with my EMT. I just actually finished my National Registry EMT and I got to actually come down with the guys during shift, and we put up my computer, and we studied. We did a couple of the practice quizzes, and we actually, I felt like I was part of the crew because all the guys participated with me. We all pretty much took the 70 question quiz together, and then once we were done with that, the guys kept wanting more. They wanted to do it more. So that was something that really, really helped me with my EMT. I'm actually went on to get my national registry, and I just got my national registry EMT about, so I would like to thank him for that. Another thing is, I just wanted to stay where I was from. I forgot to do that, but I'm here from CAV Fire Science, in the fire science program down there, and Chief Eaton has allowed a ride-along student to at least one every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Without that help, we would have, honestly, we wouldn't get the stuff done that we need to get done. We have a task book that's filled with, that we have to have at least 129 signatures on all different things, all different aspects of the fire service. And I came for just one ride along one day, and immediately I got four signatures from the crewmen. Just learning with the fire department and all the crew members is a blessing. That's just really what I wanted to thank him. Thank you.
Bailey Northern. Yeah.
My name is Bailey. So thank you to Chief Keaton. And this was my actually first time going on being here with the crew, and having him let me come here was probably one of the best experiences I've ever had, because it got me into the real world. It got me really focused on, like, wow, this is something that I could see myself as. Being here actually made me realize, like, yeah, this is what we do back at CAV. It's pretty much what everyone does here, and being with the crew made me feel a part of it. Always being around people and coming here and having to meet him, like, it, like, changed my whole perspective of our service, and I want to say thank you for letting me come, and I hope I can come back again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don Owina? Ewing? Sorry, the handwriting is not the greatest. Ewing.
It's probably the first time anybody's life anyway's ever said that to me. Probably writing on somebody's back.
I went to Catholic school.
It's the G at the end. Okay. Didn't quite look like a G.
I was writing on Taylor's back. I apologize for that. Good evening, board. My name is John Ewing. Good evening, Chief. From Detroit, Michigan, so if I talk funny and fast, Chief's from Chicago, he can translate for me. Okay. I came here tonight just to talk a little bit about our relationship with Chief. I'm a cabin instructor. Some of those fine students behind you are one of about 70 that Chief Hensley and I have the opportunity to instruct. After 31 years in the fire service, you're looking at the next generation firefighters. Chief Eaton has a vested interest in that future. He sees it, and he's reached out to us. He's a huge, important part of their future, and he's a stakeholder. He's an advisory board committee member. He has the same vision that I do. I have a lot of that old dog experience, but I see the shift in firefighting. He sees it too, and he embraces what Cabot stands for. Very important partner in their future, in the future of our program. Definitely an agent of change. He likes to see what's out there, what's new, and what's going in certain directions in the fire service. There are still the traditional things that we do. He possesses that. I see that quality in him. He definitely has an open mind. He is an asset to this area, and I think that by having you on board with us as a stakeholder, we have nowhere to go but up, and we really, truly appreciate your support and what you've done for us so far in the short time that we've become partners. So thank you for your time, board, and thank you for your time tonight, fellas.
Thank you.
You guys are quick. Yeah. I told them 2 minutes, well, and they're on it, man.
Well trained.
John Hemmings?
Good evening. I'm John Hemming. I'm a captain here at Arizona City Fire. I'm in charge of training. As far as Chief Eaton goes, since he's been on, he's really turned this department around, put it in a good direction. Went from just filling the schedule by availability to actually having some full-time employees here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, working on filling that schedule even more. Bringing on an ALS paramedic hopefully every day of the week so we can provide that to our citizens. I know in future plans are to probably go after a CON, so that way the patients have the same type of care from the scene to the hospital. It never changes hands with another party. Chief Eaton is big on safety. As far as training goes, he's supported me in all the decisions that I want to do as far as bettering this department. Getting it up to standards, not saying that it's not now, but I'm just saying bring it to NFPA standards where it needs to be. He's supported me in that all the way. We've seen a change in morale. We've seen a change in a positive way. We've seen a change in people's skills and abilities, how far they've come since they started here. He's turning this department in the right direction, and I think it's only going to get better from here. So, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Quick question. Chief,
yes.
For the audience's benefit, could you define what a CON stands for?
Yeah, it's a certificate of necessity that allows us to transport patients all the way to the hospital. Right now, we have to partner with Southwest Ambulance. So we'll go to the scene, do the initial treatment, and we'll transfer that patient over for transport to the hospital through Southwest Ambulance. So our hopes are one day to be able to do that from start to finish that Captain Hendricks just described.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Andrew Hensley? Do you need some applause coming?
No, no,
yeah.
No.
I'm just kidding.
60 minutes from the Super Bowl. All right. So I, again, just want to thank you guys for allowing us to be here and allowing us to speak on the behalf of Cabot and on behalf of the Arizona Air District. We're just really proud of the momentum and all the positivity that's happening right now. We really want to see it continue, and we know with leaders like Chief Eaton that's going to happen. So we just thank you guys for letting us participate in that, and it's really awesome. As a representative of Cabot, I want to say thank you for that partnership. Thank you for being an advisory board meeting. Thank you for allowing our students to experience all that real world atmosphere and environment. That's outstanding for them. But also, I'm a part-time employee for Arizona City Fire District, so I'm a firefighter paramedic, and so I think it's from filling those shoes or coming from that perspective, it's been outstanding to be able to schedule myself in the new system, in the Allodex system, and get that worked out on a ahead of time and making sure that though I have a full-time job with Cabot, I can continue to keep my paramedic skills sharp and my firefighting skills sharp here with the crews and train with them and keep things moving in a positive direction for me and my professional life as well. My paramedic skills are very important to me. I work very hard to achieve that licensure and I love using those skills. And he gives me a place to do that. This community gives me a place to do that. I'm very thankful for that. So scheduling me and putting me on shift and having those systems in place that make it convenient and easy for me to do that has been really great for me and my family. So Fire District and those partnerships have been a true blessing. So just thank you. Like everybody else has said so far, it's just been really cool to see the momentum.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. Joelle, wherever you are. Powers.
Hi.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Firefighter Powers here at Arizona City Fire District. Yeah. I'd say ditto to what Captain Hemming said. I would, but he made some great points. I gotta say that Chief Eaton has brought a lot of consistency here. Consistency that's pointed out in our safety. Increased morale around here, made it more of a pleasure to come to work. I am so happy to come in and be here for my 24-hour shift, and more than happy to come fill in or make it. More than happy to call, help out taking down Christmas lights and whatever is necessary. I effort to, you know, and is helping a lot of us promote by now starting.